This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onschuk. I'm joined today by Nina George. Her and her husband, Ronald Losier, started the Mountain Sky Soap Company 30 years ago and have been operating it in the Kootenays since the year 2000. They recently sold their business, but will be wrapping things up this weekend with their last soap sale in the Crescent Valley. Nina, thank you for joining me today. So what made you guys get into the soap business or skincare business?
Well, 30 years ago, there wasn't a lot of job opportunities in Winlaw. We bought a little five-acre farm, and Ronald worked at the tofu shop for a year or so. And, you know, but someone showed us how to make soap. And so we thought, well, we'll do that. We didn't think we could do it full-time, but we got a community futures grant. We started the business, and we have very complementary job skills, so we were able to manage the business for 30 years.
So was it a bit of a hobby then before you made it into a business?
No, it was never a hobby. It's just something that we did to make a living at. My husband does a lot of handwork, and he's very good at that, and I'm good at figuring out the business aspects, and he was also good at sales. And since we could do it on our property for the first 7 years, we had very low overhead. And when we bought the present shop that we have now, it used to be a jam factory in Crescent Valley. And it was a perfect place for our business to grow for the next 22 years.
Did you always make a point of everything being sustainable and eco-friendly?
Well, it was, at the time, people weren't talking about sustainable or eco-friendly. It was more about making a local good product. It was just assumed that was good for the environment. 30 years ago, people didn't talk about eco-friendly, really. It was different. And sustainable is also kind of it doesn't have a lot of meaning, really.
How long did it take you for this to be your guys' full-time job?
You know, when we started, there wasn't a lot of handmade soap that was going into the health food industry. Because it was a way smaller industry back then. Back then, it was more local. It wasn't the billion-dollar industry it is now. Like, you know, when we went to a trade show, it wasn't so big. Now it's like the whole thing is way bigger than it was when we first started. We actually started making a living off of it really early on. But, you know, making a living meant we didn't make a lot of money, but we lived off of what we made.
Well, that's good enough, right?
Yeah, that was good enough back then. I mean, you know, people weren't so fancy. You didn't need to have so many things. You were happy with the little amount. So, you know, we only had one car, bought used stuff, and lived and had a big garden.
What advice would you have to somebody who wants to start a small business in the Kootenays?
Well, you know, there's different kinds of business owners. We've always been laid back. You know, that's why we had people work for us for a long time, 15, 20 years. It's because we weren't big and we didn't push people. We were kind of a laid-back people. But not everybody's like that, so it really depends on the individual. But for everybody who starts a business, the most important thing is your finances. You have to be careful about your risk level and how you manage money. I mean, that's one of the biggest things is managing your money.
What were some of the things that, you know, maybe when you started and it was smaller that you just didn't know about? I guess maybe managing money is one of them, but what other things maybe caught you by surprise once you got into this?
Well, I guess for us, we were more like soap for the people, you know, which we didn't really want to have an expensive product, you know. And one of the things that as over the years that we couldn't keep up with was the branding part of it. The whole, you know, to be a big brand, you have to put a lot of money into it. Even though your product is really good, you have to still, like, especially now, you have to compete with these other companies who are saying all these things. And, you know, we were never actually good at that. We were good at making products and trying to keep it at a good price. But even, it's really hard to compete with other big companies who are saying all sorts of things, who are putting all these ads out. It was a bit overwhelming after a while. I mean, it's harder now to get into the market, you know.
Well, we were just so lucky we got in everywhere now too, right? You can buy things on the internet. There's ads everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you go into these stores, and I used to watch people buy product, and, you know, our soap was better, cheaper, but somebody would buy a soap that was $2 more because it was branded right next to ours, same ingredients.
Marketing works.
Marketing works, unfortunately, you know. And that was our problem, you know. We're not good at that. We tried to be. But, you know, for us, you know, we made a living. We had a great lifestyle. We raised our two daughters. I mean, it was good for us. It was good for the people who worked for us really liked working for us. I'm happy with what we accomplished.
What went into the decision to sell the company? And had you had offers before?
No, we didn't have offers. But, you know, we've been doing it for 30 years. It was just time. It was kind of getting harder for us to market, too. Like, there's a lot of things you're supposed to say, how you're supposed to look. We're at the point where we're not the right people anymore. to keep the business growing, you'd have to put a lot of money into rebranding. Our look was getting a bit old because we've had it since 2007. I do all the artwork. I, you know, do everything. So I just didn't want to keep doing that.
Are you comfortable with the direction of the company going forward? Do you think you have it in good hands now?
Yeah, I think that the newer company, they're bigger. They have more money than I do. And I think they will expand it and, you know, it'll get to more people for sure.
Anything you're going to miss about the business? I mean, like you said, you've been doing it 30 years. I'm sure you're ready to move on to the next stage of your life.
Well, I'll miss the people here. I'll miss, you know, the crew that I worked with. We had a really good time. We just had breakfast together. It was great to be in the Kootenays. It was a great place to do business. Our buildings are for sale. I mean, it's the most ideal place to have a business. It's cheap to do a business here, really. I do like having a business. It was fun. It was a great lifestyle.
And what's next for you guys now?
I don't know. We'll see what's next. Ronald wants to bike more and maybe travel a bit. We might start another business. I don't know. But something smaller, nothing big.
So part of the reason I wanted to do this interview, I know you sold in April, so it is somewhat dated, but I heard that you were doing the last sale, and when we talked in email, you said you were just working on selling the leftover product, essential oils you had. So when is that going to be it for you guys? Like, when are you officially done with this business?
Well, we are officially done. We sold everything. Everything is gone, except we made soaps that we had a lot of essential oils from over the years that we kind of discontinued. And then there's some equipment here that we didn't get on the truck. There's a lot of office equipment here. We have a lot of rolling tables, things that we need to empty the building with because the new company didn't need everything. I mean, we do have lots of soap seconds for this Saturday sale. And this will be the last one.
And what is that? That is a Slocan Valley?
It's in the valley, Slocan Valley.
And that you guys were putting those on, what, a few times a year?
We used to do it twice a year, yeah. Because with our kind of soap, see, with the hot process soap, any soap that doesn't make the cut, like, is not the right shape, they re-cook it. Our soap, if your soap is not cut properly, you can't reuse it, so we just sell it as a second by weight.
Right, okay, yes, and kind of give a, you know, a good deal to the community.
Yeah, and we also sell, we used to sell the seconds to different stores, like Still Eagle used to carry it, and Ellison's. You know, people would just go in there and buy it by the weight instead of, because you don't have the packaging, right?
Right. Okay, well, when is that sale going to be? And where?
It's going to be this Saturday. Yeah, 9 to 3.
And the location?
It's 2276 Highway 6, Crescent Valley.
Okay, awesome. Well, I thank you for doing this interview with me.
Sure, thanks, Scott.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.